Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, you're listening to Kennedy Molloy. Maybe you're working from home, listening through your smart speaker. Thanks for tuning in. Missed any of the show so far? You get the podcast after the show. It'll be up at kennedymolloy.com.au.
And if you've heard parts of it, I apologise, but it's been a battle for days.
Technical issues today, not my fault.
It's not your fault.
But at least I love the fact that if there is a technical problem, you don't sort of point it at Mick too. I like you to sort of glide over it and, that's right.
You're being sarcastic now.
Why don't we change tact? Ooh, yeah. Change lanes.
Try.
Stop talking about our own problems and wonder about the problems of the world and who can solve them, who's got an opinion.
Let's check
in with the great Lee Sales. How are you, Lee?
Oh, feeling under pressure after that introduction.
Well, it is.
It's not going to take much, I swear to God, to lift
you're like
this
the adult on our
room.
Show. Just quickly, before we get into the guts of the news, you've had a couple of big interviews this week, and I know they meant a lot to you. Ricky Gervais was on your bucket list of people you wanted to get to interview. How'd you find him?
How was he?
Oh, it was great. But, I mean, I'm sure you guys know what it's like when you're a big fan of somebody. The pressure of meeting them or interviewing them is just so extreme because you get
Nick
so worried.
Nick doesn't like many people, Lee, so he's not intimidated by anyone.
But, Lee, that wouldn't happen to you a lot. Because I know it too. It's like when you go, I remember being, I don't get starstruck very often because I see people. But when I saw, what's the name from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David was next to me.
I became like a 5-year-old boy, and I didn't know what to say, and I knew if I say the wrong thing, he'll roll his eyes at me.
Yeah.
And it just become overwhelming. So I know what it means when you finally, you can interview prime ministers, dictators, and the rest, but Ricky Gervais might be a different kettle of fish.
Oh, totally. Or somebody, like I remember interviewing Paul McCartney years ago, that really means something to me because it's an emotional connection because that person's been the soundtrack for your whole life and your parents' life. And so, I noticed, speaking of people that mean something to you, Janie, I was looking at your Instagram with your fake jellyfish and I glanced at it and I thought, oh, isn't that beautiful? She's got a framed photo of herself with her husband. And then I looked closely, it's you and Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
Not your husband at all.
By the way, do you think it's a bit of a shot that there's no photo of me? In that
Lee, do not tell him that.
Yes,
Lee is joking, by the way.
And a copy of 50 Shades of Grey just beside it. Now, what was your other
lucky
big interview?
Being in that room, Mick. It's lucky.
You had another huge interview.
Yes.
This morning.
So I can't believe I've interviewed both these people within the 1 week. So Ricky Gervais last week, and then this morning, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's the composer of the musical Hamilton.
Yeah. Mick, what did you say when we said...
Mick wants to know
if she's good.
It's a he. It's a he.
You idiot.
Explain who he is to our audience who may not be aware.
So Hamilton is like the most successful musical in the world. It's getting tickets on Broadway or in London is just like impossible.
You've seen it, have you, Leigh?
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Personally, I'm a nonsense man. I've been a nonsense... Menopause the Musical, I enjoyed.
School of Rock, you struck me as that.
The true story, Lee, I got kicked out of the opening of Mary Poppins for upskirting her. Anyway, I don't want to go into that. Charges are still...
Lee, I'm so sorry.
Wow. So it's Hamilton and it's rap. Is it rap? Is that right?
It's
or am I...
rap, yeah. So it's rap. I mean, on paper it sounds really bad and I was a bit sort of reluctant to see it. It's the story about Alexander Hamilton, who's one of the founding fathers of the US, told
one of the most boring people in the world, isn't it?
Like America's first bureaucrat, like you just would think. Yes.
You're really selling it, girls.
But it's phenomenal. And I mean, I reckon I've had an earworm since January of some of the songs on that soundtrack. It's unbelievable. Anyway, he was like the most delightful person and just super fun. And I just love
him.
So
you
much.
Interviewed him, Lee, because they're going to release the musical. So everybody can see it.
They're going to put it on television because they filmed a version so everyone can see it. It's going to be on Disney Plus in July. But also they're doing a production of Hamilton in Australia next year with an Australian cast. And they're still determined that they're going ahead with it despite all the corona palaver.
Yep.
So
we
talked a bit about that. So they've had to do the casting and the workshops and the choreography. They're doing it via video link.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you should audition for it, Lee. You're very
King
musical.
And I. The King and I was good. Did you see that? That was one of my favourites.
I didn't see it.
Miss Saigon.
What did you last go to the theatre in the 1980s or 90s? Sounds like it.
We won't go into it now, but Mick has a musical theatre past.
Oh. I don't like going into it. But yes, I've had a lead in a
Rocky Horror.
I don't want to go into it.
The lead in a Bertolt Brecht play.
For giving that a wide berth from now on.
I just heard your audience all switching off when you shift to Brecht mode.
Now, before we let you go, yeah. Lee, we had so many questions to ask you about Trump and his latest antics. We can't deal with it now. Just quickly, Queensland, New South Wales, border skirmish. I'm calling it the Gaza Strip. Build the wall. Build the wall. There'll be New South Wales people throwing rocks like Palestinian kiddies. Where does it all end?
You're a Queenslander.
Do you know what?
Can you mediate this?
Yes.
Do you know what? I actually, when I heard yesterday that they were shutting the border till September, I burst into tears. Because I know I can't go home and see my little nephews and that sort of stuff.
Oh, no, that's tough.
And it's funny because, like, I wouldn't necessarily go up between, like, May and September anyway. Like, I wouldn't necessarily go in a four-month window, but it's not having the option that I think is the thing that's really...
I think Anna might lighten up a bit. I just think she needs to just.
What about schoolies week? What about all the kids trying to get in?
And the tourism industry, by the way.
I think that you're thinking, Mick, what about the middle-aged men who need to get to the Gold Coast in schoolies week, aren't you? That's where you're coming from.
Or as I call it, toolies week.
No, it's pretty hardcore. I've heard to say. Well, we might look at it at the end of each month. Wow,
Tweed heads and cool and gatter. It's like East and West Berlin up there right now.
It's tough.
What they're doing. All right, Lee, who's on the show tonight? Who's on 7:30?
We are talking to a woman, Bernadette, whose mum, she lost her mum. She was one of the residents at Newmarch House, which is that aged care facility with all the deaths. So having a look at that, having a bit of a look at people who've had corona and the way the symptoms linger on a bit.
That's interesting.
Just extreme fatigue, like months and months later. So having a bit of a look at that. And, other than that, resting on my laurels.
What are you hearing about this new strain that's infecting children? They say it's related to or somehow...
It's only a tiny, tiny number of cases, so it's not worth, the average person being worried
about. What
about
Donald Trump's answer to everything? That's taking anti-malaria.
Oh, I can't even watch it. Have you
heard Nancy Pelosi bait him?
Yes, I did about the morbid obesity.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, stand by.
Hit a guy where it hurts. He will go ballistic. You won't. He will.
Absolutely.
Lee, we'll be watching you tonight, of course.
Good on you, Lee.
Thanks, gang.